Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Tuesday, the 18th of April 2023 is Providence and Worcester Railroad. The Providence and Worcester Railroad, P&W, reporting Mark PW, is a Class II railroad operating 612 miles, 985 kilometers, of tracks in Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Connecticut, as well as New York via trackage rights. The company was founded in 1844 to build a railroad between Providence, Rhode Island, and Worcester, Massachusetts, and ran its first trains in 1847. A successful railroad, the P&W subsequently expanded with a branch to East Providence, Rhode Island, and for a time at least two small Massachusetts railroads. Originally operating on a single track, its busy mainline was double-tracked beginning in 1853, following a fatal collision that year in Valley Falls, Rhode Island. The P&W operated independently until 1888, when the New York, Providence and Boston Railroad, NIP&B, leased it. The New York, New Haven and Hartford Railroad obtained the lease in 1892 when it purchased the NIP&B. The P&W continued to exist as a company, as special rules protecting minority shareholders made it prohibitively expensive for the New Haven to outright purchase the company. The New Haven continued to lease the Providence and Worcester for 76 years, until the former was merged into Penn Central, PC, at the end of 1968. Penn Central demanded the shareholder rules keeping P&W alive be rewritten, and also threatened to abandon the company's tracks. In response, a group of P&W shareholders launched a fight with PC, convincing the Interstate Commerce Commission, ICC, to cancel the lease and let the P&W exit the New Haven's merger and go free. Against expectations, the ICC agreed, and following court battles P&W prevailed and began operating independently again after 85 years. Upon regaining its independence, the railroad expanded through purchasing a number of railroad lines from the Boston and Maine Railroad and PC successor Conrail in the 1970s and 1980s. The company turned a profit operating lines bigger companies lost money on, and invested heavily in improving its infrastructure. P&W also absorbed a number of short line railroads in Connecticut and Rhode Island. Entering the 1990s, P&W had expanded to several hundred miles of track. However, a number of the company's largest customers shut down or ended rail service during this decade, and the Providence and Worcester responded by pivoting to expanding interchange with other railroads. P&W also signed an agreement to run unit trains of crushed stone from Connecticut quarries to Queens, New York over the Northeast Corridor. In 2016, the Providence and Worcester was purchased by railroad holding company Genesee and Wyoming, without any significant changes to operations. P&W is headquartered in Worcester, and maintains significant facilities there, in Valley Falls, in Plainfield, Connecticut, and in New Haven, Connecticut. It operates a variety of GE and EMD diesel locomotives to power its trains. P&W serves major ports in New Haven, Providence, and Davisville, Rhode Island, the latter via a connection to Switching and Terminal Railroad Seaview Transportation Company. In addition to the lines it directly owns and operates, P&W Freight Trains share tracks with Amtrak, Metro North Railroad, and MBTA commuter rail passenger trains on the Northeast Corridor and two Metro North branches in Connecticut. Key commodities carried by P&W include lumber, paper, chemicals, steel, construction materials and debris, crushed stone, automobiles, and plastics. While the company is primarily a freight railroad, since the 1980s it has occasionally operated passenger excursions, using refurbished passenger cars purchased from Amtrak. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 020 UTC on Tuesday, the 18th of April 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Providence and Worcester Railroad. This podcast is produced by Arbulus May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Arbulus May Productions produces the Current Events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Emma Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.